AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
The yeas are 290, the nays are 137. The joint resolution is passed.
The House passing a bill aimed at heading off a rail strike. It would bind companies and workers to a proposed settlement reached in September, though that deal was voted down by four of the 12 unions. The Federal Reserve reports job openings dropped in October, though they remained high. Employers posted 10.3 million vacancies, while 4 million quit their jobs. And Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank will push interest rates higher than expected and keep them there longer to fight inflation. But in a speech to the Brookings Institution, he signaled the Fed may slow the pace of its rate hikes at its December meeting.
There's no doubt that we've made substantial progress, raising our target range for the federal funds rate by 375 basis points since March.
That cheered Wall Street. The Dow gained more than 2%, the S&P more than 3%, and the NASDAQ 4.4%. The convictions of Oathkeepers founder Stuart Rhodes and another group leader of seditious conspiracy may embolden investigators to build cases against other major players in the Capitol riot.
Attorney General Merrick Garland praised the work of prosecutors.
As the verdict of this case makes clear, the department will work tirelessly to hold accountable those responsible for crimes related to the attack on our democracy on January 6th. 2021.
Democrats are calling for charges to be brought against former President Trump. Garland was asked about the work of the House committee investigating the riot.
We are asking for access to all of the transcripts, and that's really all I can say right now.
Meantime, a second group of Oath Keepers faces trial, as well as former Proud Boys National Chairman Enrique Tarrio and other top leaders for seditious conspiracy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Fleetwood Mac singer and keyboardist Christine McVie has died. She was 79. This is AP News.
Looking for the perfect gift? Get him a shirt from Untuck It. Untuck It shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep him looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with their super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, performance shirts with stretch, and cozy sweaters that are all perfect for right now. They even have a line for her. Find the perfect gift for every guy on your list at one of 80-plus Untuck It stores or at untuckit.com. Untuck It. Shirts designed to be worn untucked.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. The Respect for Marriage Act has passed the Senate by a 61-36 vote and now moves on to the House. It is expected to pass quickly and then head to the executive desk, where President Biden has pledged to sign it into law. The measure requires all states to recognize same-sex and interracial marriages performed in any other state. It does not require states to allow these marriages to be performed or require nonprofit religious groups to perform a same-sex marriage. However, it does protect marriage equality in a way that once signed into law could not be overturned by the Supreme Court, in the same way they decided access to abortion was not a constitutional right when they overturned Roe v. Wade. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, a lead sponsor of the legislation. Wisconsin's GOP Senator Ron Johnson voted against. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Native Roots Radio is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cook, any cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And today, you know, we're going to be dealing with, we're excited to be partnering with Little Moments Count to host conversations focused on early childhood and development, and very interesting things happening all over Turtle Island. And we'll be welcoming our monthly guest here to talk about how they view the role of early childhood development and creating bright futures and strong communities. So really excited today to have that show. We've been partnering with them for a couple months here, and it's really been, it's been awesome. I like using that word awesome, too, almost to a sickening way. Oh, wow. Hey, for more information, you can visit littlemomentscount.org, littlemomentscount.org. And so, again, really excited today to have a couple guests on, and we're going to be quizzing them and talking about good things. And there it is. Ogama popped it up there. We got a couple people that'll be joining us here, and we're going to have a good conversation. So, I don't know, Ogama, are you available? I know that you're doing double duty.
Yes. Yeah, I'm here. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm awake. And our guests tonight are Tammy Wickstrom, the executive director of Anjibamadazing, and then Babata Melissa Boyd, who's the deputy assistant in the chief's executive office. And they're both working with the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. So really excited to hear about their early childhood education programs over there.
Yeah, definitely. And then we talk about the news that you don't hear anywhere else here on Native Roots Radio, and that's Ogama's Jam right now. One thing, I just got to give a quick shout out to Christy McVie of Fleetwood Mac, my childhood jam there, the Fleetwood Mac band. She just passed and put some tobacco out in a good way for this person. So, Ogama, do you have some news for us here that we can send out over the smoke signals and smoke signal way here on the airwaves?
Absolutely. So, President Biden is hosting the second Tribal Nation Summit of his administration this week. And I do believe the first meeting of it was today. And the exciting part about that is that there was a representative from the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe who joined there as well. So Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe here in Minnesota is one of the larger and more well-known tribes. And I do believe it was the chief executive Benjamin who was there. Chief Executive Melanie Benjamin was there and served as a panelist on the language revitalization with the with Interior Secretary Deb Haaland today. So this White House Tribal Nations Summit has a lot of things that they kind of want to get completed. President Biden has prioritized relationships with the tribal nations and is hoping to build on respect for tribal sovereignty and self-governance. The tribal consultation and input, they hope, was going to produce some lasting changes and help impact lives of tribal leaders and citizens for generations to come. The president is expected to sign a new memorandum establishing uniform standards to be implemented across all federal agencies regarding on how tribal consultations are conducted. These standards are obviously in response to input received from tribal nations regarding tribal consultation and would ensure more consistency in how agencies initiate, provide notice for, conduct, record, and report on tribal consultations. And the presidential memorandum is also going to require annual training regarding tribal consultation for federal employees who work with tribal nations or on policies that have tribal implications. It doesn't specifically say on the whitehouse.gov website what tribal consultations are to be included in this uniform standards memorandum, but I'm really hoping that environmental projects are going to be included into this. Robert, we know that in the case of Dakota Access or DAPL, in the case of Line 3, and now as we come into cases with Line 5, both in Wisconsin and Michigan, that tribal consultation has been something that is brought up in these cases against these companies completing these massive projects over and over again. Right, Robert?
Yeah, definitely. We got to be at the table. And I think, you know, just having that out there that we are, and I know we need to, in a good way, be out there and speaking our needs. Because as it's been said on this show, we where our lands are, we have 70% of the natural resources out there, whether it's gas or whatever. So we need to be consulted, Ogama.
Absolutely. Also on the agenda for this is implementing tribal co-management and co-stewardship of federal lands and waters. And the Biden administration has recognized the importance of increasing tribal participation and management in management and stewardship of federal lands and waters. So they're working on writing some co-stewardship agreements with tribal nations, and they were delivered on this commitment in total in early 2022. And I believe there's about 60 additional agreements that are under various stages of review. They're also talking about best practices report for tribal treaty and reserved rights. So 17 federal agencies coordinated with the White House Council on Native American Affairs, and they're releasing a new best practices report to integrate tribal treaty and reserved rights into agency decision-making processes, things that we have been asking for a long time. And there's also going to be, in addition to that presidential memorandum on uniform standards for tribal consultation, there's also going to be new tribal consultation policies that are expected to be included. And much of this was talked about today. And I do believe that the day one is today. And I do believe there is a 2-day summit. I think they have one tomorrow. I can't really find any confirmation on how long it lasts, but this is the second one in 2022. The second one since Biden has come into office. And this is really exciting to see the Biden administration from such a high office and at the federal level taking an interest in Native American affairs. Robert, I have some local news if we have just a quick minute here. Did you hear what McGeezy was up to?
No. Hey, give it to us. We got a minute left.
Yeah, McGeezy is a nonprofit, and they are focused on development and education, continuing education for Native youth in the Twin Cities. And they worked on restoring and honoring sacred land at the Bruce Vento Nature Sanctuary, also known as the Waukon Teepee Center site. So they laid down seeds of different native prairie grasses to bring life into that area last week, and then they hope to really work to keep those places sacred. So CBS did a really great video on what happened there, and the Lower Failing Creek Project and the future home of the Waukon Teepee Project, also really great things for people to take a look around and get involved in, as well as McGeezy Communications. So if you're in the Twin Cities area, make sure you take some time to support those as well.
Awesome. Good words there, Ogama. And hey, just give a shout out to everyone to what we got upcoming next here.
Absolutely. Up next, we have Little Moments Count, and we are going to be with Babata Melissa Boyd and Tammy Wickstrom from Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe Early Head Start.
Right on. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short break. And again, Pini Gigi Ogama for the news and updates. Really well done and well, very much needed. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Health insurance that fits my budget? I'm covered. I needed health coverage I could count on and afford. MNsure helped me find a plan that works for me, and they helped me save money. Did you know that most Minnesotans qualify for savings through MNsure? And they have free experts who can help you sign up for coverage. Go to MNsure.org today and get started and get covered. That's MNsure.org. MNsure.org.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of Native Roots Radio is presented in partnership with Little Moments Count. Little Moments Count is a statewide collaborative focused on helping parents and caregivers learn about the importance of brain development in the first 3 years of life. Nearly 80% of brain growth happens in the first 1,000 days, and small moments of interaction like talking, playing, reading, and singing help create the pathways that build a child's brain in this early stage of life. For more information on how to help the little ones in your life, you can visit littlemomentscount.org.
Hey, awesome, Ogama. Great to have you ladies on. I'd like you to introduce yourselves, and I'm going to go with Tammy first. Tammy, please introduce yourself. You are on mute, and I have the coffee mug right here to show you that you are on mute.
Thank you, Miigwech. So I'm Tammy Wickstrom. I'm the executive director at Anjiba Matazing, which is a service department at the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, and it does many, many things, including tribal TANF, workforce development, jobs placement and training, and child care assistance. And I am the former, was the former director at Mille Lacs Early Education for many years and ran their Head Start, Early Head Start, and child care.
Well, welcome, welcome. And then I don't want to butcher your name, so do you mind saying your name, Miss Boyd? Oh, you're on mute too. Hey, yeah. I can see your lips moving. This is a, I'll tell a few jokes while you get unmuted there.
Oh, I don't know how to unmute it.
Well, you are unmuted now. You just got unmuted. So, hey, welcome.
Interesting. Miigwech. My name is Bobby Tao, and my full name is Bobby Tao Gijigukwe, but I try to be easy on people, and I go by Bobby Tao. Formerly Melissa. All of my childhood friends and family call me Melissa. Hard habit to break that English. Anyhow, I currently serve as the Deputy Assistant for Chief Executive Benjamin, who is the head of the Executive Branch Department within the Mille Lacs Tribal Government, located here in central Minnesota, right next to the Big Lake. And I currently serve and support the Chief Executive's office. I've served in advisory positions on language revitalization, and I am, in a former life, I was an Ojibwe language immersion teacher for close to 6 years, and I worked closely with Tammy to execute Ojibwe language immersion for preschool. So Ojibwe language student, teacher, and now administrator. Miigwech for having us.
Yeah, exciting. And we've been talking about this, and we talk about this, but it sounds like, you know, we really want to touch heavy on this, is that how important and why is it so important that our little ones learn our language? I know I've talked about, you know, I have some godchildren that are Mexican, and when they were little, they didn't talk for a long time. So there were all these neurons and things shooting out there that all of a sudden, when they started talking, they could speak both Spanish and English. And it blew my mind.
Mm-hmm. Babito, do you want to answer that first?
I'll let you go for the speech side, and then I'll hit it with the immersion part.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think that you hit on some of it with the neuron development. We know a lot about brain development now that we didn't used to know even like 25 years ago when I had kids. But we know that first 3 years in particular is the most critical for children. And the more things you do with them, and that includes language and touching and physical activities, but the more things that children are exposed to, the more neurons they build or those pathways in their brain. And it's easier for little kids to learn language. And just like your example with your little children in your life, they have learned that language so much easier. And now as an adult, when I'm trying to learn Ojibwe, it's extremely difficult for me because all my pathways are geared towards English, right? So we want to be able to expose children when they're young, while their brain has that kind of elasticity or that kind of ability to learn and adapt and shape more than we can as an adults and are kind of fixed in our way.
You know, one thing that I've learned too, and you talk about things that you've learned in the past 25 years, one of the things that I've learned, especially during these past few months talking to you guys, is that, you know, we think of fetal alcoholism syndrome as like, oh my gosh, this person is really, you know, not going to be too successful in their life. But we found in the last few years that in what you're talking about, language and things, there's different ways to teach these young ones, and it really helps them out. And it's not like as fatal. I can't come up with any other word, but it's not as fatal as it once was.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think, too, it hits on there are multiple different ways of learning. And even, you know, back in the day, if your child had Down syndrome, they would say, oh, they can't learn anything. And now we see so many people with Down syndrome being incredibly successful, working, you know, completing high school. And so I think that just focusing on those early years is critically important, and providing all kids a super rich language experience and a super rich cultural experience is really critical.
Yeah, exactly. And doing the language in at the same time you're teaching culture is so important. And I'm just really happy. I mean, I'm 62 and I didn't have this experience, and I'm just so happy our little ones are. I'm a former high school teacher, and I'm really happy for our next generation coming up behind us. And they're really excited, and they have a lot of opportunity to do this.
Yeah, I agree.
go ahead.
If I could interject to add to that, you know, as humans, we're programmed to, you know, we're programmed for connection, and we're programmed for affection and communication naturally. And so what I wanted to say, especially about this idea of interventive behaviors or like intentional behaviors and things that are going to help set people up, whether it's language or whether it's like resetting and supporting folks with any kinds of debilitating cognitive deficits, like you mentioned, fetal alcohol syndrome. When people believe that interventive practices work, they interact differently with the people that are like the target audience, right? So like Tammy had mentioned that, you know, we know things now that we would have never been able to implement or understand and then implement and change how we may be parented or change anything about how we interacted with our children, you know, that far back. I wanted to mention something about the language, hearing more than one language for children. It is not a new thing for children to be multilingual, and it's a very common thing in, I would say, on the African continent, in Europe. It's very, it's a very normal thing for people to have like a national language and then other languages in order to function. There's a lot of business being done amongst different countries. And so on a call today, I just heard, you know, and it really stuck with me that the United States is notoriously a monolingual, you know, country. And so there's a couple of things, like, you know, later on in the conversation that I like to mention about how intervention and supporting language revitalization efforts are not just about implementation in preschool or implementation in a tribal setting, but also just there's a lot of work that's being done with external, you know, American programs and partners, and then also internal tribal partners.
Wow, that's a really good point. And, you know, it's easy for us, and the way I've been taught, because, again, you know, the colonized way, is that we're above it all, and you should learn English, and this is the language, and come and assimilate. And, you know, that's really a great, great, great thing to bring up, is that that's not the way other countries do it.
Mm-mm. Can I add to that? There's this mystifying you know, thing that comes with language. So there's this belief that has been, like, we've been indoctrinated with this belief that Anishinaabe knowledge and wisdom is not valid. And that's because the success measures are all measured in English, and they're all measured monetarily, and they're all measured with expansion and growth. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. I think that the disheartening piece is that we've been convinced that our language is not valid. Therefore, the cultural practices and our relationships with the natural world are then not valid. And so we're raised generationally with a belief that that's how things are. And I think that language learning is much, much more than just being able to express something in a different language other than English.
Hey, I'm going to stop you right there. This is a really great conversation we're having here, and we're talking, you know, about our little ones and language and how things can really expand and make our little ones' minds grow. And so I'm really excited. We are talking with a couple of real doers out here. So I just want to take a quick break here, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
News Minute. A top European Union official has delivered a warning to Elon Musk, saying Twitter needs to beef up measures to protect users from hate speech, misinformation, and other harmful content to avoid violating rules that threaten tech giants with big fines or even a ban. The move follows Twitter's announcement that it's no longer enforcing its policy against misinformation about...
This is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network. I'm downtown Donnie Brown, joined by Connor Boston. We welcome you to this historic inaugural coverage of the defending Classic 8 and regional champion Waukesha South Black Shirts basketball team. We also welcome those listeners from Native Roots Radio to tonight's broadcast, as Black Shirt Nation is well represented by Indigenous peoples, as well as the sons and daughters of the Northern Migration, the descendants of the Middle Passage, the Irish diaspora in America, and all the banished children. Indeed, it is our duty and honor to walk alongside our Native brethren in your shared struggles, triumphs, and achievements, and proudly proclaim that Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. And we've got a great team, great story to tell. For those of you who are first-time listeners, the Waukesha South basketball program suffered 60 straight conference losses until a couple seasons ago. They pulled it together with some young talent, finishing 13-8, making the playoffs for the first time in many years. And then last season, they ran the table, losing only two games in the conference, winning the Classic 8 for the first time in 20 years. Probably just one game short of going to state. And they're back with a vengeance, with two returning seniors in particular. Not to mention All-State guard Daniel Robinson and first team All-State guard Tyron Cook. They lost their entire front line to graduation, but they've got five juniors joining the lineup this year, as well as five other returning seniors to add a lot of depth and experience. And so we're really looking forward to another exciting year. But the team they're playing tonight, a non-conference game against Wauwatosa West, is no slouch. They've got a 6'11 sophomore center named Kai Rogers that is highly touted, recruited by some of the best colleges in the country, including Michigan State. They made a visit here earlier this fall. So we're really looking forward to a very, very good game tonight. Connor, what are your thoughts? Been a treat, and I can tell you that they've added so much more depth thanks to the success of the varsity program. Freshman won the first game, JV's ahead by 7 here in the second. And last year we had players bouncing around between different teams, not so much this year. It's a lot of deep talent. We're really looking forward to a bright future for Black Shirt basketball. I want to thank Tosa West Athletic Director John D'Amato for taking great care of us and setting us up here. We got great floor side seats. Not exactly Jack Nicholson or Spike Lee, but really not a bad seat in the whole house here at Tosa West. It's a beautiful gym, beautiful facility. And pretty soon the fans should be filing in and packing it up for the varsity game. But they really should come early, because they're missing the real treat here with these JV teams doing battle here. But anyway, I think we should take a quick break, Calvin. Let's go to a commercial here. And when we get back, we're going to tell you about the lineups for tonight's game and what we can look forward to in the early going. So we'll be back here on the Black Shirt Basketball Radio Network. Don't go away.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
Go ahead and talk for me.
Now I can.
My husband said to give up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
If you're looking to improve your home, you need to check out Tundraland in Waukesha. Redesign your bathroom with showers you'll want to sing in. Tundraland offers one-day installation, flexible financing, jacuzzi bath remodel, shower and bath systems, customizable options, and they have employee installers. If you mention WAUK 540 AM or 101 FM The Shaw, you can get a $500 gift card for your next project, which is great because they also do decks and cabinet refacing. Visit the showroom at 1741 Dolphin Drive in Waukesha and mention The Shaw sent you.
Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
It was a short week and it still feels like it was a long week. And we did it!
We did. Well, we're almost
it.
We almost did it.
We're still gonna get through today. But we did it. We lived to tell about it. We're having fun.
Yeah. All kinds of fun things planned for today.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Election 2020 special coverage. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Senator Bernie Sanders,
Sunday, March 15th, the two Democratic presidential frontrunners.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My husband said to give our house more curb appeal, so I started painting. Then I went on Google and looked up the meaning of curb appeal. It said to make it more nicer. So I called Replacement Window Center, and they put in new replacement windows.
Get free installation and 0% financing for 18 months. Free installation and 0% financing. Hurry, call now.
Replacement Window Center. Our name says it all.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you're looking to improve your home, you need to check out Tundraland in Waukesha. Redesign your bathroom with showers you'll want to sing in. Tundraland offers one-day installation, flexible financing, jacuzzi bath remodel, shower and bath systems, customizable options, and they have employee installers. If you mention WAUK 540 AM or 101 FM The Shaw, you can get a $500 gift card for your next project, which is great because they also do decks and cabinet refacing. Visit the showroom at 1741 Dolphin Drive in Waukesha and mention The Shaw sent you.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
WAUK will be broadcasting the Waukesha Christmas Parade live, and you can become a sponsor. Call us at 262-232-8164. Sponsorship includes an on-air interview during the live broadcast of the Christmas Parade. A portion of the proceeds goes directly to the Waukesha Memorial Fund. Please call at 262-232-8164. That's 262-232-8164.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Downtown Waukesha Christmas Parade is Sunday, December 4th, and WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM is proud to cover all festivities. Parade coverage starts at 3 p.m. This coverage is brought to you by Mia's Restaurant, delicious fresh homestyle Italian, Planned Parenthood, care no matter what, Mufflers and Pipes of Waukesha. When your car breaks down, don't get mad, go to war. Fully promoted, branded apparel and promotional products. Whatever you want, we can get it for you. And Albanese's Roadhouse, authentic Italian family restaurant, sports bar and grill.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you. I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down.
Do you guys want to come back after this break?
My phone
or this ad?
Crazy. Yeah. I'm so
okay.
excited.
Perfect. Sounds good.
I text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now
they started from the bottom. Now they're the defending Classic 8 basketball champion, Waukesha South Black Shirts. This is tonight's, this is the complete roster for the 22-23 campaign. I'm going to read them off and then tell you who I believe the starters will be. So, we'll do it by jersey number. Number zero is senior, 6'2 senior, first team all state, Tyron Cook. Number one, playing forward, 6'3 senior, Tack Tadioka. You may remember him from the football season, star quarterback, was honorable mention, Classic 8. Number two, honorable mention all state guard, senior Daniel Robinson, who stands 6'2". You may remember his older brother, Marshawn Robinson, was forward for last year's championship team. He's now playing at St. Leo's in Florida. Fantastic Division II program. Number three is guard Trey Duncan, the 5'10 senior. Number four is the 6'1 senior guard Ethan Check. Number five, the 5'6 junior guard, Johanny Rio Zavara. Number 10, junior guard, 6'3 junior guard, Brighton Staub. Number 12, the forward, 6'3 junior, Evan Stout, was named honorable mention All-Classic 8 in football, along with Tack Tadioka, his teammate, on the basketball team and football. Number 22, his senior guard, 6 foot senior guard, James Smith. Number 24 is the 5'11 junior guard, Charlie Morose. Charlie was recently named All State in soccer for the Blackshirts. We're one game away from going to state. So congratulations, Charlie. Looking forward to seeing great things from him in the varsity campaign. Number 30 is junior guard, Kyle Segui Perez. And then to round up the lineup, number 34, the 6'3 senior forward, Tommy Carinko. So my projections on the starting lineup here, and we'll know about that in about 12 minutes. I believe that senior Tommy Carinko will start as center. Daniel Robinson and Tyron Cook will be the guards on offense and will be playing forwards on defense. Senior Ethan Check will also play guard. And senior Trey Duncan, number three, will also be playing guard. So it's going to be a small, they're going to start out small, but they've got Tack Tadioka and Evan Stout in the rotation for big men. So expect to see a lot of players. Charlie Rose, who will, I believe, will get some time at guard. And Brighton Staub, too, who is a serious three-point threat. So we'll see, because it's a new year and it's a non-conference game. Coach Bo Richter could go pretty deep in the lineup. And Bo's staff includes Classic 8 Assistant Coach of the Year last year, Lee Montez, John Zakonis, Andy Krenko, who had his statistic, Austin Stuck, and Ben Bodart. So, Val Connor is going to tell us about the Trojans of Wauwatosa West, the host nation.
So for Wauwatosa, they have two freshmen. They have a number of sophomores, starting off with number 3, DJ Winners, and number 4, Roman Long. Number 5, Jake Hansen, who's going to play guard. Number 10, Nicholas Barnes, grade 11, playing guard as well. Number 11 is Tyler Dozel. They start on grade 11, 6'1" in height, is playing forward. Moses Long, also 11th grade. He's going to be playing guard and forward, switching positions. Matthew Luke, grade number 12, 11, he's playing forward. Paul Hansen, grade 11, 6'4", playing guard. Tanner Clayson, but he's going to be playing forward. Peter Nugent, grade 10, playing guard, and then Owen Smith, number 42, playing 48. That's the lineup for the West, Wauwatosa. So it's looking to be a pretty good game.
With less than 5 minutes left in the JV one game, the JV Blackshirts are leading the home team Trojans 53-39. It's been a great second half. First half, too, is well battling.
Yeah.
Blackshirts went to locker rooms like a 7-point lead. And they've hung on strong here. As we watch Zayas to walk, well, coast to coast, almost made a beautiful layup. He steals the rebound. What do you get to basket against me? So really a lot to look forward to because Friday night, Connor and I will be back at Kettle Moraine, their Classic 8 conference opener. They're on the road again. And that is always a tough matchup. And then a lot of festivities in Waukesha. Friday night's the tree lighting. Saturday night, there's a big shop local initiative. A lot of the restaurants are involved, and proceeds from a lot of the sales from the restaurants and the shops will go towards the Parade Memorial Commission, which I think is a beautiful gesture. And then, of course, the annual Christmas parade, the 59th annual Christmas parade, takes place on Sunday at 4 o'clock, and we will be providing the coverage starting at 3 o'clock. Parade starts at 4, so looking forward to a very festive next couple days here in Shaw. We're enjoying the last minutes of the JV game here at Cosa West. So the crowd is starting to fill in here for both teams on a freezing cold night, so we're glad to be offering this service to a lot of folks who don't want to brave the elements. I almost didn't make it out of the house. I don't know about you.
Me too. Same thing.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, Connor had an early morning as the engineer for the Earl Ingram Show. Another great product of Civic Media and Walk Radio, 101 FM, 540 AM, the Shaw. And I want to give a big shout out to Calvin there, our engineer tonight, back in the studio there. Excuse me, I mean the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studio. Calvin's really done some great work here, along with his compadre Connor here, who's doing triple duty by helping out tonight's broadcast. So kind of we're going to mix it up here. We're going to be like kind of a flex offense, you know, RPO, like football. We'll be taking turns doing play-by-play and color, and we're going to have some fun here. Yeah, this is our first time working together. Sorry, got it right.
And if you look at Waukesha South, everyone is at least winning 16. And while it's mostly they have a number of the sophomores and freshmen playing ball.
They got a young squad, yeah.
Exactly. So you're gonna have to really focus on doing zones, passing. One thing I've noticed by watching the other JV, hopefully this isn't a lot of varsity, is just a number of great lifts and just throwing away and trying to just do something for the basket.
Sure, yeah.
Staying in chance for playoffs. If we could, if they can have a game plan, if we can have a game plan, I think it would be a bit more competitive.
You know, it doesn't take a basketball genius, Connor, or to believe that South will be really keying in on that sophomore guard, 6'11" sophomore guard, Kai Rogers. I see a lot of boxing one. Coach Richter likes to play a lot of press. So I think you're going to see a lot of running. Hopefully tire out the Trojans, especially their big man there.
Yes. Please.
Participation in this JV game. 14-point difference in favor of the Black Shirts with 3 minutes left, but Trojan fans are still cheering on their players, and both teams are still competing at a high level. Yeah, looks like they're emptying the bench out a little bit, give some of the other kids some touches. Great opportunity early on in the season. The JV2 team, or what some would call the freshman team, were also victorious in the first game. We were fortunate to catch the second half when we arrived. They've got a lot of depth.
They do
well. So this program is really one for high school basketball fans to pay a lot more attention to in the coming years. Some would argue there may be some rebuilding aspects to the varsity team, but for freshmen and for JV1 and JV2, there's a lot of depth that I think can move up the ranks, perhaps maybe even as early this season, if they feel they need some more strength from the front.
It's always good when you have a team that's already like junior and senior.
It sure is, yeah.
Because you're able, because I mean, it shows that you do have depth. Like, of course, everyone wants to have a young player that's just great. Play bar at that varsity level, but if you're able to create an organization that's sustainable, then that's the most important thing.
John, kudos to Coach Richter and also that nucleus of players he had, from last year's team. Those young men have been playing together since eighth grade, and it's Tommy Glenn, who's now playing at Boyd College, where Eric Teeks will be going on an academic scholarship, but will also be playing baseball there. And then you have Brady Hennis, the ultimate general of that team. Great leadership, great all-around play. And then, of course, we mentioned Marshawn Robinson at St. Leo's in Florida. And then with Tyron Cook and Daniel Robinson, those young men really deserve a lot of credit for the growth of this program, the emergence of this program, and their tenacity. You know, those guys that suffered through a lot of those losses, they never gave up. But dare I say, Connor's not a big fan of Drake, but he's learning to respect the what's becoming in many ways the battle cry for this South basketball program.
I respect you because it's South.
Yeah.
I just respect you because it's South. I do think the battle will.
Oh. The general just tried to get cute there with a behind-the-back pass. He shouldn't have just shot it.
Yeah, and that's been the story.
We're up by 14 with 2.5 left. You can goof around. Look.
Yeah.
Tyson Teagues just got called for blocking. No charge. Tyson drew a charge.
Back.
Yeah. Looking through a chart. Check them out. So, again, that's a good problem where you don't have to pay too much attention with your team up by 14 with very little time left. A little block. Looking forward to seeing what our big men are going to do tonight. That's Tommy Karinko and his neighbor from Empire Drive, Junior Evan Stout. And Tack Tadioka returns after a one-year absence, a one-year hiatus, I should say. As many of you know, the Blackshirt football program had to forfeit their last two games because of injuries. You know, Tack was a starting quarterback since his sophomore year, and like any senior, wanted to really finish strong, and so being the great athlete that he is, he decided to join the basketball team because, again, they knew we needed some more depth in the forward area. So we're really glad to see Tack. I think he's going to come out with a vengeance.